The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew. This is August 18th, episode 1723. And here's some things that are going to happen this week.
Oh, what's going to happen this week?
Well, let me tell you.
Well,
MTSU
tell me, John.
Classes start next Monday.
Ooh.
The first Ooh. Primetime Sports Thursday show is this week.
Ooh.
And Oakland versus CPA is Friday.
Big week.
Big week. Exciting.
Back in the thick of it.
See, I got myself out of the Thursday show. Now, if I can just get myself out of the Saturday game, it'd be good.
Yeah. Just coach's show?
I got to be there for the premiere.
That's true.
You know.
I mean, two-time TAB award winner.
Is that how many? Two-time?
Primetime sports director.
Multi-year,
I'm sorry. Hmm. Primetime sports director, John Dinkins.
Well, you know what day it is besides Monday?
Very honored. Yes.
What? It's Whiny, John Whiny Monday.
Isn't that every Monday?
The whole first, this whole 6 o'clock hour is going to be me whining about something.
Wonderful.
Okay, we start with this.
Anything Nerney related?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I may stumble across one. I have a cold. I haven't had a cold in a long time. I've had sinus, but never a cold. So I happen to have some antibiotic left, so I'm taking it. But I haven't slept well for the last 3 days, so don't mess with me, boys.
Okay.
Number two. Went to Wendy's the other day. One on Memorial. Don't have anything against Wendy's. I love Wendy's.
You do have something against Memorial, though.
But I do have something now.
Ah.
I said, I'd like a...
I ask which one on Memorial?
The Wendy's. Oh, the one not next to you. The one closer.
Yeah.
I don't go out that far. They won't let me on that side of town.
they have a road blockade.
I don't make enough money to live on that side of town. Anyway, I go into Wendy's and I go, I want a honey butter biscuit.
Honey buddy.
Honey buddy, yeah, whatever. Don't get on my bad
I'm
side.
I'm sorry, that's what they call them. I'm just, for the listeners.
Honey buddy biscuit. And I said, I'd like a caffeine-free, large caffeine-free Diet Coke. We don't have that. We don't have caffeine-free. I said, well, you had it like 3 weeks ago. They changed the machines.
Yeah, they did.
They don't like... How do I find out whether they've... All these places that used to have them...
I'm pretty sure...
Do they do that all at one time? They change them in all of them?
Not all of the Wendy's, I think. They lost their deal with those machines and have replaced them, I think.
Well...
They don't have the freestyle anymore?
I don't think so.
So that leaves Zaxby's.
Zaxby's, Burger King.
Burger King.
And the movie theater.
Which one?
The
AMC. AMC's got freestyle machines.
Yeah. So that irritated me. So I have a cold and I couldn't get my honey buddy biscuit.
But you did get it. You got your biscuit.
I got my biscuit, but I was almost drove off. I said,
you don't have caffeine free Diet Coke.
No. Mm-mm. So I'm going to talk to my urologist and say, is there any way I can have an occasional?
Just every now and then.
Yeah. Because I'm on medication. Brian does. He's on medication and he drinks all the Cokes he wants.
You can go to. You can go to coca-colafreestyle.com and it will tell you the locations where you can find a freestyle machine.
Pepsi is working on their own version of the freestyle machine. And this is like snack food, like insider report. Somebody who works there told me this. Heinz is working on their own version of the freestyle machine where you can mix sauces. They're calling it like Heinz Remix. So you can mix, and it'll mix it for you. So you say, I want ketchup and mustard, and it mixes it, and you get a mixture of...
Now, that's good news.
Yeah. You can get, like, ketchup and ranch or whatever you want.
I think Chick-fil-A, don't they? They have caffeine-free, too, I believe.
I think so.
I think they do.
I only get the Diet Lemonade.
I don't know. Why don't we look at the Coca-Cola freestyle list and see?
Well, this one, and I know that it's not true, but it had all the Wendy's locations.
Yeah, well...
Internet, it might not be updated yet.
Internet also tells you they've got caffeine-free sun-drop cola at Kroger. But no, they don't.
Firehouse Subs is another place.
Firehouse Subs,
machines.
Yeah.
Also, Popeyes on Memorial.
Oh. Really? They have?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
It goes good with a chicken sandwich,
yeah,
buddy.
That's true.
So those are the locations within the 37130 zip code.
Well, I've got some more whininess to let out today, too. So there'll be more this hour.
We're calling it Complaint Monday.
Complaint Monday, yeah. So if you've got it, you guys got any complaints, be sure to let me know. I've got one. He's sitting right across from me. What now?
Five Guys.
Five Guys has it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, that's right. They do.
That.
Yeah.
We got to check the weather. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory currently remains in effect. And we'll see lots of sunshine today, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 106 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, looking mostly clear, low around 72 degrees. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 105 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10. IEM weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce it.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Chicago Bears dominated their Sunday night exhibition against Buffalo, 38-0 the final. The Bills' backups on third down conversions were 0-for-8. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams played two series. He went 6-of-10 passing, 107 yards, and a touchdown. At New Orleans, the Saints' Spencer Rattler had a late touchdown pass and two-point conversion to tie Jacksonville. 17-all was the final. No overtime in the preseason. The Eagles acquired wide receiver John Metchie from the Texans. Scottie Scheffler was the golf winner in Maryland. Sebastian Munoz won the LIV golf event in a playoff. In the WNBA, Indiana was down 21 but came back for an overtime victory at Connecticut, 99-93. There was Major League Baseball in Williamsport, Pennsylvania as the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3, but Seattle's Cal Raleigh hit his 47th homer. The Dodgers edged the Padres 5-4. Mookie Betts with a solo homer in the eighth.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton. And Barrett.
21 after the hour. Wow. I've got a cold, man.
Sorry.
Continuing my whininess. It's hot out there.
It is hot. Sweltering. Sweltering heat.
You bug me, baby.
It's going to be hot all week, even Friday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the scarf over the head. Brian.
And it's cold in here. It's actually not. It feels pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it feels a little bit good. But I have a cold. I had to wear a jacket.
Yeah, it's never cold in here. It says it's 71, but it feels like it's 68.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, which is more like it. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, reminding you to nudge your thermostat up just enough to stay comfortable. It's a simple, easy way to save on cooling costs and reduce strain on your system. You'll find more summer tips at mte.com/myenergyplan.
And what is that for you? What is comfortable? What is a comfortable nudge? 71.
What I set mine on. I don't know if the dog likes it. Do you think shivering is an indication that he might be a little too
might
cold?
Might be a little cold. Well, you know, and they're small.
72 in my house.
Gets a blanket. Ooh, way to go, big man.
Well, see, that's all fine and good until I'm doing something. Like, if I'm cleaning or whatever.
Here, he's got it like, you know, 68.
Well, he's not paying for the electric bill.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
It would be very loud in here if it was hot. Trust me.
What do you set yours on?
It depends.
I don't move mine ever, though.
I do. I turn mine down every night. So it's probably at around 70 during the day, and then I turn it down to like 65 to 68 at night.
Who's got money now?
Hey, you need to nudge your thermostat up just enough to stay comfortable.
During the winter, I just turn it off at night. Like when it's like freezing outside, I turn that thing off.
Really?
I got icicles out my nose. But I like it cold when I'm sleeping.
Is it wise to do that, though? I mean, really, is it wise to do that?
Probably not. Wisdom is not what I'm known for, John.
Ken Berger is today's good neighbor of the day for always being willing to help others. Ken Berger is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's good neighbor of the day. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, or it's WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, the two easy ways to get them to us. Also, don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 18th. We're also going to pick up the Sunday 17th birthdays, 615-893-1450.
Well, today, I know it's not Tuesday, but it's a food holiday because it is National Fajita Day. So go get yourself a fajita. Still sizzling on its way out.
I like it when it's simple like that. National Fajita Day. That's all you got to do.
Day, yeah.
Our song of the day, Unexpected Duets. I've never heard this one before. New Moon Over Jamaica, Paul McCartney and Johnny Cash.
There's a new moon over Jamaica, and I'm living with an old memory.
Have you ever heard that one?
I have not, but it's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I hear Paul now.
Yeah.
Pretty good. 624 on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. To Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Three men are in custody after leading Memphis police on a vehicle chase through the city. This after a balloon ceremony for a murdered rapper. Memphis police say they were providing support and security for the balloon release for local rapper Fast Cash C Money at the Raleigh Springs Skate Park when three men approached a restricted space in a vehicle. Officers say they smelled marijuana and attempted to stop the car. That's when the driver reversed and narrowly missed hitting two officers, and another officer was injured trying to dodge the car. After the chase, police were able to forcefully stop the vehicle and make arrests. They say multiple weapons and drugs were recovered. Chattanooga could see its largest property tax cut in decades. Mayor Tim Kelly is proposing to drop the rate from $2.25 to $1.93. That's per $100 of assessed property. This after weeks of budget work sessions between the mayor and the Chattanooga City Council. Even with the cut, the city says rising property values will still bring in nearly $45 million.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Access Tennessee at the State Fair from our affiliate WANT in Lebanon. Here's DJ MJ.
Another big day at the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair. Coming up tonight, Jamie O'Neill and Ty Herndon will be at the Entertainment Pavilion. That show will start at 8 o'clock. It's the largest fair in the state, one of the biggest in the South. A wide range of activities going on, competitions, exhibits, and more. Reporting from the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair, I'm WANT's MJ for Access Tennessee.
And I'm Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, we've got Good Neighbor events coming up after Rewind. Another check of the forecast, and we'll also be looking at traffic in a few minutes as well. John, Brian, and Dalton with you, and I have some concerns about the new James Bond reboot. Brian, I don't know, Brian probably doesn't care, but
no.
Well, they redo the character completely. Mm-hmm. And with Amazon, so you don't have any reservations about it.
I mean, Daniel Craig was a reboot.
Yeah.
And it worked for the most part. It's a weird, when you go back and watch them all in order, it's weird because they don't feel, but anyway, the director, Denis Villeneuve is his name. He recently, like his most three recent movies, probably the biggest ones, are Blade Runner 2049, which is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, Harrison Ford's in it. It's really good. And then he directed the two new Dune movies, Part 1 and Part 2. And they're both really good. He's a very good director, so I'm excited there. He's probably the first director to come into James Bond who's just been like a stud director. The rest of them are kind of, you know. They're just directors coming in to make a movie.
Big words there.
And then the writer, he created Peaky Blinders. He's written a bunch of really good stuff. So I don't know.
Is he a stud?
He's pretty good. He's Serenity is a movie that I really like that he made. Wow. I don't know. It's going to be different.
I think he's going to be a lot younger.
Maybe. The Denis Villeneuve has a habit of casting like young.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he cast him. Although Ryan Gosling was the star of Blade Runner, so he's kind of that.
I heard Tom Holland was.
I think they do that, like they announce just to get people talking about the movie. I don't think they'll ever cast Tom Holland as James Bond. I think they know better. Although he's 31 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
He's older than me.
He just looks so young.
He looks young. I think they'll go younger, but Daniel Craig was only 30 when he was cast.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I trust the director a lot. It might be a little slow and boring for most people, but I'm going to like it.
Uh-oh. Well, what does it really matter if anybody else likes it?
That's all that matters as long as I do. You should watch the new Blade Runner, though. It's on...
I had to see the first Blade Runner, don't I?
The first Blade Runner, I hate that movie.
Oh.
I'm not a fan. People like it, but the new one is really good. Ryan Gosling's really good in it. It's a very good movie. It is streaming on Amazon Prime. So,
do I have Amazon Prime? Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. All right. It's time to do Today in History. Today it's brought to you by, like they are every day, and I love their little fobs now that I know how to operate them.
Now that you know how they work.
Yeah, don't slide them. Just kind of push them
just
up there.
Just
tap them.
And then,
Dalton had to show me that. Nobody instructed me of anything around here.
I just handed you one and said, go, okay.
You know my first one broke.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it fell apart.
I think we need a keypad.
Beep, it's the first beep, casualty.
Beep, beep.
In, I don't know, what, 5-6 years, however long we've had it?
I think I sat on it too much. The weight, they couldn't take the weight, the pressure. Turn to Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Somebody feed him some oats or something.
I don't know.
I'm a stud.
In 1735, Evening Post begins publishing. 1872, the first mail order catalog issued by A.M. Ward.
Was that from Montgomery Ward?
I don't know.
I think that's what the M stands
for.
You
expect me to know everything, don't you?
He's really taken my role as the person who interrupts you and just says
nonsense.
Yeah,
yeah. 1926, the weather map televised for the first time.
Mm.
But we've come a long way since then. Have you ever seen Rutherford weather?
It's true.
Boy, those things are, like, sophisticated.
He can draw on them.
Yeah, and then all I ever hear him say is this working? I don't think it's working, guys. Oh, no. You've got all those kinks worked out, haven't you?
Yeah, after that one time that it happened.
I think I watched it three times, and it was so...
What's the same one, probably?
I got interrupted the other day, though, to get the tour of the station, of his weather station.
I saw that one. It was like 7 minutes.
Do you think that's appropriate? I mean, isn't it for the weather? I mean, not to see how to produce the
People
weather.
People like to know what's going on.
Okay.
Behind the scenes.
I guess he got a lot of hits on it, I guess.
I don't know.
1956, Elvis Presley's Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel. Guess what? B-side had a hit.
B-side.
Reached number one in the charts. Yeah, you can have a quarter rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Well, that's a real good cut right there. That's when we had a good board operator. 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary released their first hit, If I Had a Hammer.
I can think of a few things to do with a hammer right now.
You heard his feeling talking about Rutherford Weather.
I didn't make any fun of Rutherford Weather. I just felt like that was, I got preempted. You know, I was watching something that goes, Rutherford Weather is on the air. And then I went to it, and it's him touring the thing. 1969, Woodstock closes with Jimi Hendrix Band. And in 1986, John Tesh's first appearance on Entertainment Tonight. Well, that takes me back. More to come, 6:33 on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. August 18th, 1977. The Police performed live as a trio for the first time in Birmingham, England. This date in 1993.
Could you keep the conversation going a little longer in there?
The release of the Woody Allen comedy.
This guy showed me his stamp collection one more time.
Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Are you nuts? Stop being such a funny guy.
And August 18th, 2006.
This is your new pilot choice, baby.
The U.S. release of the action thriller.
Have you got any experience piloting a jet aircraft?
Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a cockpit,
bitch. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory currently remains in effect, and we'll see lots of sunshine today, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 106 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, looking mostly clear, low around 72 degrees. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 105 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10. IEM weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Good morning. Finishing up an accident north of town on 65 southbound near Dickerson Pike. They've been up against the wall there coming down. 65 near Dickerson Pike for the last few minutes. Watch roll. It's a terrible spot. 24 trying to build coming up out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, going westbound on 24 out here at 840. Watch for a little bit of radar in that area. It's possible with radar also through Kingston Springs right now on I-40 coming in from Dixon County. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Thank you for making WGNS a part of your family for over 78 years. Listen, Greenhouse Ministries Live in the Borough is next week. Get your tickets now. It'll be next week on Tuesday, August 26th. Live in the Borough. Dinner plus a tremendous talent show. And it all benefits Greenhouse Ministries. Next week, Tuesday night, August 26th at 6 p.m. in the ballroom at MTSU's Student Union Building. Tickets are $50 each. It benefits Greenhouse Ministries. We'll see you there. I always love Hummingbird Day. That's coming to the Wilderness Station in Barfield Crescent Park, Saturday, August 30th. The banding of the hummingbirds is at 8 o'clock that morning at Barfield Crescent Park. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It's 21 before the hour. And Brian, we really haven't done this in a while. We're all three of us here to listen to a dad joke from Brian.
That's true.
Actually, these dad jokes are from Dalton's mother-in-law.
Wow.
Ooh, you got to be careful now.
I'm abstaining from reading these
jokes. No, she got these from the Detroit Lions players. They came through and they did a video with dad jokes.
So we can't really blame her. So if you put it down, it's just... She just sent them our way. Yeah.
So,
but I also, with my in-law family, I'm not allowed to talk bad about the Detroit Lions either. So I'm abstaining from these jokes.
Well, okay. Ready? Why did Cinderella get kicked off the football team?
I don't know why.
She kept running from the ball.
They really didn't have anything to do with the Detroit Lions.
No.
They run from the ball, too.
Are you not going to...
I'm giving it a thumbs up.
I will, too.
You're not even going to get cookies. I'm trying to get cookies.
You're
man.
Never going to tell a joke again.
I don't think so. I really don't.
CBS News Brief. Days after his summit with Vladimir Putin, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. CBS's Jared Hill.
This time, Zelensky is bringing backup in the push to end Russia's war with Ukraine. Last night, he posted on social media he hoped the joint strength will force Russia into a real peace.
Congressional Democrats who fled Texas 2 weeks ago are expected to begin returning today to face a political reality. KRLD's Chris Fox from Austin.
On Sunday, the Texas Senate rolled out the new congressional maps in committee. They're designed to flip as many as five seats to the Republicans.
Careful at the beach in the east as Hurricane Erin powers back up to a Category 4 hurricane. Philippe Papin at the National Hurricane Center.
It's going to be growing pretty dramatically in size over the next few days, and so that's why we're going to have that significant impact in forms of higher surf and rip current conditions all up and down the eastern.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A proposal under review by the Tennessee State Board of Education could remove the requirement for high school students to complete 2 years of a foreign language to graduate. While the rule currently stands statewide, a study group has been formed to evaluate the pros and cons of eliminating it. Chairman Bob Eby suggests that freeing up those credits could allow students more flexibility to pursue STEM, computer coding, or career and technical education, or CTE, pathways. Leaders like Dr. Gary Lilly of TOS support the added flexibility, while others, including Dr. Leish Lyons of MTSU, warn that language skills remain vital, especially in career fields like concrete industries that engage global partners. The University of Tennessee and University of Memphis have differing stances, with neither requiring foreign language credits for admission, though they are recommended or preferred. Over 3,400 signatures have already been collected in a petition to maintain the requirement, underscoring the divided public response across Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, and Tennessee. Meanwhile, lawmakers are also re-examining Tennessee's felony murder statute, which allows individuals to be charged with murder even if they did not personally commit the killing. A summer study session reviewed a bill introduced by Senator Ramesh Akbari to revise the law. Critics argue that it could lead to excessive sentences, as in the case of Ashley Sellers and others who played secondary roles in violent crimes. Supporters of the law, including General Stephen Crump and Brent Taylor, insist that all participants in dangerous felonies share responsibility. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Dangerous heat continues for the start of this work week. A heat advisory is once again in effect for most of West and Middle Tennessee. The National Weather Service says heat index values could reach near 108 degrees during the day. The advisory will continue through 7 p.m. Tuesday. Make sure you take precautions if you're working or attending events outside. The body of an 11-year-old girl was recovered yesterday from a park in Clarksville. First responders say it happened at Billy Dunlop Park Sunday afternoon. According to rescuers, witnesses reported seeing a girl going into the water near the metal bridge shortly before 1:30 in the afternoon. Police say several people were nearby trying to find her. She was recovered about 2 hours later. Billy Dunlop Park, Robert Clark Park, and the Blue Way are all closed until further notice. This incident comes less than 3 months after another child disappeared at Billy Dunlop Park. They were found dead about a mile away from the park. More news in 30 seconds.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Authorities in Jefferson County are investigating a possible drowning. Crews responded to the Indian Creek area of Douglas Lake after receiving a report of someone drowning late yesterday afternoon. They investigated throughout the evening. A spokesperson with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says that the missing person was believed to be on a pontoon boat. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, and it is hot outside. It's going to be even hotter this afternoon.
Sizzling!
Wow.
You can check Rutherford. No, you don't come on the air
for heat.
For heat, do you?
I mean, is it abnormal?
It's just hot right now.
Yeah. It's just hot.
It's just summertime.
That's what makes it when you have a cold.
Oh, you
go outside, gosh.
Feels like you could fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Yeah. I don't know. If this continues, I don't know if I'll be able to do the game this weekend. Lord mercy. There's air conditioning at Oakland, though.
That's true.
That's one good thing. If it's working. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to work.
Think so.
Yeah.
Letting out a quick prayer to make sure it works.
Micah, he's going to be outside, though.
Hey, he's young.
Yeah.
He can handle it.
Yeah. Boomers, baby boomers, there's some traits that they have that irritate you guys.
You guys as in me or as in us?
You guys.
Yeah, okay.
One thing is, I don't remember all of them, but one of them was correct your grammar. We correct people's grammar.
Mm.
I don't really believe that. I don't think we do. But are you, I do, it does bother me when people use incorrect grammar. You know,
I hear it. I don't correct.
Well, I don't either.
But yeah. I hear it all the time.
So what do you think about it?
He doesn't correct.
You don't care, do you?
That one doesn't bother me.
What do you mean I don't act correct?
You correct all the time.
How?
You're the correctest person I know.
Wasn't expecting that comment.
Not grammar specifically, just in general. You just like to correct things. John can attest.
We're bad about giving advice, unsolicited advice.
That one, I think I've really realized, not just with boomers, but just people in general, is people love to give advice when they're not asked for it.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize that until I was having a baby. People love to give baby advice, and it's stuff that's like, you know.
Well,
my doctor told me not to do this, so I'm probably going to trust them over you.
I think that comes from people being through it.
I think so.
They want to transfer what happened to them with what, you know, and every baby's different and every family's right. different. So it's really hard to do that.
That one gets me. And especially when it's stuff that it's like, I don't know, the pediatrician said not to do this thing, so I'm probably not going to do it just because you told me to.
Well, now I'm guilty of this. This one I am guilty of when it comes to technology. Baby boomers really just don't want to fool with it.
Mm.
You know, if something goes wrong, we go, oh, we didn't need that anyway.
Yeah.
I don't need technology. What happened to the old phone? You know, there were, I mean, and I think we do that a lot.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine unless it's like in the workplace. It gets annoying there.
Right.
When you have to do it to do your job. I think that gets people.
Or do you?
Sometimes.
You just let
somebody else do it.
Whippersnappers do it.
Yeah, but now somebody else is doing
your job. I'm a little guilty of that at times. let the little whippersnapper do it.
Pronouncing Chipotle, I haven't met a single boomer who can pronounce the word Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Chipotle. Chipotle. I hear them all the time. But Jamocha. I work with a lot of older people, just, you know, by the nature of what I do.
So they don't look it up and see how to pronounce it?
Well, it's not even that. It's just... It's a word. That restaurant's been around for long enough. You should know how to say it.
Wow. Well, you're being kind of harsh on the boomers, man.
Well, it's also a dipping sauce.
Yes. And a pepper.
Mmm.
It's a pepper. I don't know. That one gets me, nothing. It means it's worthless. Nobody needs to know how to say that. It's really nitpicky of you.
I like Chipotle Ranch.
Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Chipotle. It's like, okay.
Okay, so how do you pronounce, what's the word? It's a pita bread with
Naan?
What?
Naan bread?
No. G-Y-R-O.
Gyro.
Oh, yeah.
Gyro.
And most people, people,
I like them gyros.
Gyros. Yeah.
Then somebody told me, no, it's gyro. I said, no, I don't think it's that.
It's gyro.
Gyro.
Like hero with a Y.
I think it is acceptable to say gyro, though. Don't they say that up north?
In like Chicago and stuff, they call them a gyro.
I don't know. We'll probably look it up, you know.
Yeah.
And find out.
I don't know. I think it doesn't bother me as much as it does. The unsolicited information does a little bit, but none of it really bothers me as much as it bothers some other people just because I'm around older people a lot for what I do for work. And so you get used to it.
Hmm. Whoa. Well, it's time to do some birthdays while you're looking that up. Brian, are you ready?
Ah, you betchins.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
This is August 18th and 1920. Shelley Winters, American actress. She was in Lolita, A Place in the Sun, A Patch of Blue, and The Poseidon Adventure.
I see the morning after. It's waiting right outside.
1934, Roberto Clemente, the Puerto Rican Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder, died in a plane crash. 1936, Robert Redford, American actor. He was in Sting, The Candidate, The Natural, and Great Gatsby. And Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
My eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me.
And here's a guy that was real popular during your father's time growing up. Patrick Swayze, actor. He was in Dirty Dancing and Ghost.
Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs.
Edward Norton was born in 1969 and Andy Samberg, 1978. Those are celebrity birthdays. Here's today's birthday. Sherry Hall, Andy Steven, Shirley Ferris Jones, Rhonda Link, and Christy Timberlake.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory currently remains in effect, and we'll see lots of sunshine today, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 106 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, looking mostly clear, low around 72 degrees. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 105 degrees, with northeast winds at 5 to 10. IEM weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast.
Right now it's 74 degrees.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Good morning. Moving a little bit better. We had that earlier wreck on 65 southbound near Dickerson Pike. Just heavy down through the Madison area this time of the morning anyway. They're on 65 going southbound. Trying to load up with more volume. 24 westbound up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County lots. School buses out here this morning. Please be careful in those school bus pickup zones. Stein Dental Care in Nashville is offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation through the end of the month. Call Stein Dental Care today at 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
It's safe to call it the summer of Superman, and director James Gunn is wasting zero time in getting back to business.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
Gunn told Collider he's completed the treatment for the next chapter in the Superman saga, and production might start sooner rather than later. No details yet on the story or a release date.
I am General Zod.
And an absolute classic Superman villain there, Terrence Stamp, who played the iconic General Zod in the original Superman films with Christopher Reeve, died at his home in London over the weekend. Ironically, he was thinking of quitting acting just before being offered the role of Zod that would define his career. Terrence Stamp was 87. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. I forgot to tell yesterday's birthdays. I don't want to leave them out. Becky Buchner, Tommy Myers, Carla Luker, Trudy Hewlett, Beverly Ann Mallory, Marty Beatty, and Susan Greer. So I wanted to make sure we get that. Today's good neighbor is Ken Berger for always being willing to help others. He's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you want to nominate someone as good neighbor of the day or get some birthdays into us, you'll go to WGNSradio.com/either good neighbor or /birthdays to get those in. You can also call or text 615-893-1450 to get your birthdays into us, or text the word neighbor to that number to nominate a good neighbor of the day. We're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig to one of those birthday people coming up around 8 a.m.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Stay tuned now for the news at the top of the hour of CBS. And then, Brian, you've got a great hour ahead for us.
Working on it.
Well, at least we got Sunshine Nutrition.
Yes.
They'll be around to talk to us.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
After Putin's summit, Trump meets Zelensky.
He said if that conversation goes well, he will then set up a meeting for all three leaders.
Air Canada strike.
They've been stranded and left here in Toronto.
Hurricane kicks up East Coast surf.
Much of the shore from Florida to the mid-Atlantic could see a high risk of rip currents.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, 3 days after his summit with Vladimir Putin, President Trump sits down today with Ukraine's President Zelensky as the war in Ukraine rages on. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
2 days after the Alaska summit, the president's top advisors appeared to disagree Sunday about just how much Trump accomplished in that three-hour sit-down with Putin.
We made so much progress at this meeting.
Not a lot of progress, but enough progress made in those talks to allow us to move to the next phase.
The next phase starts today when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the Oval Office. His last meeting here in February didn't go so well.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
Today, Zelensky will get some backup from a who's who of European leaders. Trump special envoy Steve Witkoff said the group will be discussing what to do about the 20% of Ukrainian territory that Russian troops currently control. Zelensky and other European leaders are reluctant to concede anything before Russia stops the killing. But President Trump seems to now be siding with Putin, who says a ceasefire is unnecessary.
A new peace plan for Gaza has been put up by negotiators from Egypt and Qatar. It calls for a 60-day truce and a two-phase hostage release. Here at home, some Republican-led states are sending National Guard troops to bolster the federal deployment in Washington, D.C., as we hear from CBS's Scott McFarland.
The governors of West Virginia, Ohio, and South Carolina say they're sending troops to join the military presence that's already on the ground here. The governor of West Virginia is sending 300 to 400 troops, he says, to help restore cleanliness and safety to the nation's capital. The governor of South Carolina says he wants to support the president's initiative, but will pull his troops back if there's a hurricane or some other form of emergency. For now, the Guard members are not carrying firearms, but a White House spokesperson tells CBS News that could change in the coming days. But as of now, the Guard members are also not making arrests. Over the weekend, protesters marched peacefully to the White House, they say, to oppose this Trump takeover. The D.C. Police Department built a barrier to separate any protesters with the Guard troops. Local D.C. leaders say this is not necessary. The crime is dropping, and the mayor posted over the weekend that having troops on American streets is, in her words, un-American.
Striking flight attendants at Air Canada have ignored a return to work order. Here's CBS's Tom Hansen.
Canada's largest airline remains grounded this morning, more than 2 days after 10,000 flight attendants took to the picket line.
What do we want? Fair pay!
What do we want?
Now!
The decision to go on strike followed roughly 8 months of negotiations between Air Canada and the Canadian Union of Public Employees. The union has argued flight attendants deserve higher wages and payment for time spent working when planes are on the ground. On Friday, the union rejected Air Canada's request for government-directed arbitration to settle the matter.
The union has been available the whole time. The last time we saw the employer was the night prior to the strike. They brought a counteroffer to wages that was still well below par. They didn't address unpaid work or anything else.
The airline says the strike is impacting around 130,000 people a day at the height of the summer travel season.
Hurricane Aaron brought heavy rain and flooding to Puerto Rico over the weekend. CBS's Lonnie Quinn says it's causing rough surf and rip tides along the East Coast.
The track of the storm still takes it in between the U.S. coastline and Bermuda, but the closest it gets to our area is going to be around the North Carolina Outer Banks. It looks to be about a Category 2 on Thursday with 110 mile per hour winds, but it's lashing big waves out there. Anywhere from Florida up to Maine could see 8 to 12 foot waves around Cape Hatteras on Thursday, potential for 15 to 20. Consequently, a mandatory evacuation for Hatteras Island has been put into effect. By Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., everybody has to be off of that island.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe.
Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A top official in the first Trump administration appears before a congressional panel this morning in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr is the first of several top officials deposed by the House Oversight Committee. The panel is seeking testimony and records related to Jeffrey Epstein and his ex-associate Ghislaine Maxwell. Epstein died in 2019 in federal detention after being charged with sex trafficking. Barr conducted a personal review of the incident and confirmed his death was a suicide. The case has drawn renewed attention as the Trump administration faces pressure from lawmakers to publicly release the Epstein files. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Now to Texas, where Republicans are pushing ahead with a redistricting plan and Democrats are ending a two-week walkout.
Outside the state capitol, thousands of Democratic supporters rallied.
Is this what democracy looks like?
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
When and if these state legislators return here, let's make sure that we thank them for the fight, for the courage that they have shown.
On Sunday, the Texas Senate rolled out the new congressional maps in committee. They're designed to flip as many as five seats to the Republicans. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
And in California, Democrats move ahead with a redistricting effort that's labeled as a response to the Republican moves in Texas. CBS News Sacramento political analyst Gary Dietrich.
Quite literally, this is for all the marbles when it comes to control of Congress, because of the razor-thin majority by Republicans. The hope by Democrats is to stave off an opportunity to increase that margin next year and actually retake control of the House. And as they say it, put a stop to the Trump presidency.
A new survey suggests that workers still have not regained all of the purchasing power lost during the pandemic. Sarah Foster is an analyst at Bankrate.com.
Inflation rose much faster than wages coming out of the pandemic. And even though wages are catching back up to prices, there's still a gap, which means for many Americans, their pay just doesn't go as far as it used to.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
7:09, good morning everybody from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory currently remains in effect, and we'll see lots of sunshine today, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 106 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, looking mostly clear, low around 72 degrees. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 105 degrees, with northeast winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 74 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's kind of heavier trying to get up through the Antioch area. Watching that traffic volume build pretty good now on 24 westbound coming in from Murfreesboro up into Antioch there into Davidson County as it gets heavier. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Vietnam Vets has got a little bit more volume in the last few minutes, especially westbound coming from Hendersonville all the way there to Conference Drive on Vietnam Vets. Again, there going westbound is really starting to get heavier. Prince's Hot Chicken is on location at the Wilson County Fair. Stop by and have lunch there at the food truck. That's Prince's Hot Chicken at the Wilson County Fairgrounds. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, I can play this open now during my hour since I've watched an episode of The Rifleman.
One episode. What did you think?
I mean, it was fine. It was great. It was all right.
It didn't bother you that there was no color?
I imagined it in color.
Oh, okay.
I kind of colored it in my mind.
Now that he's seen black and white, what's a black and white movie?
I was intrigued by that episode because it had a very young Michael Landon in it.
Little Joe.
Yeah. That was before those days, I'm assuming.
Yeah. That had to be season one, probably. Season one or two.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because he got on Bonanza in 59, so
okay,
that was 58. I imagine that was the first year, Rifleman.
Maybe so. Yeah, he was a bad guy, and he doesn't
Chuck
play
Connors
that guy.
Doesn't get the credit he deserves. He was a pretty good actor to be a former athlete, baseball player,
Oh,
and a basketball player. He played for the Boston Celtics, and he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Okay.
And before he started, so he started late. He was probably 38 when he started The Rifleman, so he was a little older.
Have you ever seen Schindler's List, which is a newer movie? Newer, it's 30 years old, yeah. But it's black and white.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Did you not like it because it was in black and white?
I thought it was just a boring movie. I know what it was about and everything, but it was just
one of the greatest movies of all time.
I don't know. To me, it was kind of like that. What was that one about the atomic bomb and whatever that came out last year?
Oppenheimer.
I didn't care for it.
A lot of dialogue.
It was very long.
Yeah, it was long. Christopher Nolan is doing.
Well, now he's doing The Naked Gun.
Well, I guess it's true.
Christopher Nolan is due. Apparently, it's pretty good, though.
I heard it's great. In fact, as soon as Brian will give me a ticket or two, I'm going to go.
And what? Who was in? I can't remember his name now. The guy from the original Naked Gun.
Liam Neeson.
No. Leslie Nelson.
Leslie Nelson. Yeah. He was a dramatic actor.
Yes,
he was in those movies.
We were talking about something we were watching. I think maybe Thursday or Friday. Weapons. It's supposed to be a real good movie.
I've heard it's
about these
good.
Kids disappearing. It's supposed to be a good movie.
Movies are back.
Have you heard anything about Nobody 2?
I have not. I think they waited a little too long to make a sequel to Nobody, because that first one is great, but it's been like 6 years ago or something crazy.
Well, I think it was going to be sooner, but then COVID.
Yeah. F1, I heard, was pretty good.
It's on one of the streaming channels now already.
Is it really?
I think it's on Apple TV.
That's
one of them. I don't know.
Brad Pitt is in that. It's the same director who made Top Gun Maverick. And he did another Tom Cruise movie called Oblivion. That's really good. But he made those three. And apparently F1 is real good. Movies are back. Christopher Nolan is doing...
Are you surprised at Naked Gun, though, doing as well as it's doing?
I am, actually.
I mean, I really am.
I am. I think people have needed a good comedy. There hasn't been a good comedy in a long time.
That's true.
It's all us boomers going back to see it.
I think Christopher Nolan's next movie, The Odyssey, he's doing a version of that, Odysseus. I think that'll be good. Matt Damon is in it. So I'm excited
really?
For that.
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. I don't think he's playing Odysseus.
Okay.
But he's in the movie. He might be. I don't know. But he's in it.
He's a new Jason Bourne movie coming out, I think.
Is
the final
really?
The final one, I think. He's calling it.
Yeah.
It's going to be for him.
Well, and he wasn't in that one.
He's getting a little too old to play the part, really. Yeah. I mean, but
he's 55, I'd say.
And then Jeremy Renner was supposed to be his replacement, and he's not even really acting anymore.
No.
After his scary. After he almost died.
Yeah. It'll change your life if you almost die.
Well, they had to, like, basically rebuild his whole body. He's the bionic man.
Maybe he'll do that role.
If you hear an interview of him talking about that, like, it sounds like.
I think they've done a documentary on that. I think he's got one out.
I watched a couple interviews with him. He was dead. They resuscitated him, and he broke like over half the bones in his body, and he's got metal bones and plates and whatever. They like rebuilt him from scratch.
He's going to still be He's still going to do the bone arrow thing.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he in the new Doomsday?
I think it's Doomsday? TV. It's like TV. I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know if he's in the new.
What
Avengers
else you got,
movie.
Brian?
Well, I thought we got
sidetracked.
Our unexpected duet today, our song of the day. It's Paul McCartney and Johnny Cash, but it also has a little June Carter and Tom T. Hall and Linda McCartney in it.
There's a new moon over Jamaica, and I'm living with an old memory.
Get a little Paul here, I think.
So won't you come back to Jamaica?
There he comes in.
So, interesting song.
It's pretty good.
Did you see Paul McCartney on Saturday Night Live 50th?
Mm-mm.
The last song, he sang it, you know, which was cool. It was great. But, boy, his voice, he just can't hit those notes anymore.
Well, I mean, how old is he at this point?
82, I think.
82.
But, I mean, he can't hit those notes anymore. And
83.
And so the backup guys
really
take over.
In.
Yeah. I think he's got. I don't know if this is his final tour, but you know he's coming to Nashville. You know,
yeah. His tickets are
very expensive.
Very expensive. $5,000.
Brian, why don't you get us a pair of tickets to that?
Okay. Get us in as media.
Right.
We'll talk about it on the show. That's media.
We could go to the Kennedy Center Honors. They've announced the honorees for the year. George Strait, the king of country music.
Can't get much straighter than that.
Michael Crawford.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera guy.
Phantom of the Opera, yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
Hey.
Sly.
yep. So,
is that it? I thought
he's going in.
More.
Gloria Gaynor.
Okay. I Will Survive.
Yeah.
I Will Survive.
And Kiss.
Oh.
The band.
Really? They're
the
gonna
original.
Go? Are they going to go?
I don't know. I'd assume. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know.
They're probably not getting nominated for many awards these days.
Yeah,
they're probably going to whatever.
Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss. So that would be the original 70s
yeah,
Kiss.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably in their 70s now. Most all of them. They were big when I was in school.
They sold over 100 million albums worldwide. So
they were pretty good.
Gene Simmons is 75. Paul Stanley is 73. Peter Criss is 79. Ace Frehley is 74.
Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons have kind of stayed around in the public eye.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, that is going to take us right into our sports update right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Chicago Bears dominated their Sunday night exhibition against Buffalo, 38-0 the final. The Bills' backups on third down conversions were 0-for-8. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams played two series. He went 6-of-10 passing, 107 yards, and a touchdown. At New Orleans, the Saints' Spencer Rattler had a late touchdown pass and two-point conversion to tie Jacksonville. 17-all was the final, no overtime in the preseason. The Eagles acquired wide receiver John Metchie from the Texans. Scotty Scheffler was the golf winner in Maryland. Sebastian Munoz won the LIV Golf event in a playoff. In the WNBA, Indiana was down 21 but came back for an overtime victory at Connecticut, 99-93. There was Major League Baseball in Williamsport, Pennsylvania as the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3, but Seattle's Cal Raleigh hit his 47th homer. The Dodgers edged the Padres 5-4. Mookie Betts with a solo homer in the eighth.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. Amy, she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams' place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
they go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Ms. Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right, it is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today. We're continuing the back-to-school subject. We're doing that all this month. Right now, we're going to be focusing on kids' digestive problems. What kind of issues can that create for the classroom?
Classroom, it's less of an issue, but it's something that we don't talk about a lot, that kids have a lot of some of the times the same issues that adults have. Kids sometimes will suffer from GERD. Kids often will suffer with constipation. And because we've talked many times over how impactful gut health is into so many other different things, into our mental health, into heart health, a lot of different things. But we know that a lot of your neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine are made primarily in the gut. So we always want the gut to be healthy. And because we know of that gut-brain connection, and so when we are talking about how can we get children to be more attentive, how can we combat the rise in adolescent and childhood depression and those types of issues, then we also have to have that same conversation with gut health for kids that we're having with adults. And because a lot of times I hear this so much, I'm a picky eater. My kid's a picky eater. They won't eat anything but chicken tenders and mac and cheese and ramen noodles. Like how healthy do you think that is for your gut?
Right.
It has none of the things that we need for our gut. What we need for our gut is fiber, which we're going to get in fruits and vegetables and whole grains. We also need for our gut a good variety of different colors. Polyphenols and antioxidants that comes from yellow foods and red foods and green foods and white foods and all the things. And so when you have kids, adults too, but when you have kids that aren't eating very many colors of the rainbow, if not at all, then it can make it really challenging for their gut to be healthy as we would like it to be. We also know that there's a huge rise, and there has been for the past 20 years, in the number of food sensitivities that people have. And, you know, this, you know, the generation of between, you know, this generation and the millennials, were they Gen Z? Is that what they're called? They have probably the most amount of food sensitivities that we've seen. A lot of peanut allergies, a lot, you know, shrimp, shellfish, soy, dairy, a lot of these types of things, not always an anaphylactic reaction, but some type of a sensitivity where they get a rash or it causes them to get nauseous and things like that. And a lot of that can be a result of an unhealthy healthy gut. Because what happens when you don't have a healthy gut is there's either a separation kind of these junctions that we have in our intestines, and it allows food particles to get into our bloodstream that's not supposed to be there, and it causes us to overreact to different things. And it's very, very common to see that type of intestinal permeability among people that are on the autism spectrum, but there's definitely been some connections with that and ADD, for instance. So gut health is really something that we have to have a conversation about. And if you have somebody that have it, it has gas, bloating, GERD, constipation, diarrhea, we know that there's an issue. And so how do we address it, right? It might look like they need to do a probiotic, where a probiotic is sort of putting that good bacteria in their gut. It's helping to get rid of any bad bacteria overgrowth that might be causing some problems. It's also going to help them be able to make some B vitamins that are very helpful, to make some of those neurotransmitters that are very helpful, might help to regulate the gut to help with either a diarrhea or constipation situation also. And it's vital for the immune system, which is a whole nother conversation once the kids go back to school. And so something like a probiotic might be not something that people think about when they think about how can I make my child be able to pay attention more, but it might be just the thing that does the trick.
You mentioned a moment ago about the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Are there more youngsters who are autistic these days than in previous days, or did we just not know about it earlier?
That's a good question. I mean, they've sort of changed it a bit because they've gotten rid of, I believe, the Asperger's diagnosis that they used to have, and they just sort of put everybody on that and as autistic disorder. And of course, there's wide range. Like, I work in the special needs ministry at church, and so I've seen people that are very, very high functioning autism. You would not know that they have it. And then you have some that are basically nonverbal, right? So there's a really big spectrum, and I see a lot of them in inpatient psych as well, that have a lot of different fixations and things like that that they do. And so it can present itself a lot of different ways. But the people that I know that have really thrived are those that were really proactive at a young age with supplementation. Probiotic, B6, magnesium, really doing the things that sort of helps to plug those holes. A gluten-free diet, a lot of times a dye-free diet sometimes. You know, there are things that can be done that can help with those types of, you know, those types of disorders.
So if you take care of that at a younger age or attack it at a younger age, it's going to be a lot better outcome as they grow up.
Correct. Yes. For autism specifically, it's best to sort of tackle it in the beginning. I would say that with ADD as well, but you have a lot of people who don't get diagnosed with ADD until they become adults. But the earlier that you can sort of combat it, the easier it is to see what works. When you can sort of, you can decide what the kid eats. It's much harder to do it when they're older and they have access to vending machines, or they can go through a drive-thru on their own. But when they're under your care, it's a lot easier to sort of try some of those things, taking this out of the diet, adding this to see if it makes a difference.
For more information, you need to head over to Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We just got back from the Vegas show, and we have a lot of new beautiful pieces from Vahan, Jude Francis, and Simon G. My cousin Taylor and my aunt Lisa, they're one of the best at going to a jewelry show and picking out the best pieces of the best prices for our customers here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can find pieces from the show that no one's going to have around here. Come in quickly while the supplies last. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit parksauction.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, 7:30, rolling along here on a Monday, August the 18th, and several birthdays from yesterday and today.
Yeah, yesterday, Becky Buchner, Tommy Myers, Carla Luker, Trudy Hewlett, Beverly Ann Mallory, Marty Beatty, and Susan Greer. Today, Sherry Hall, Andy Stevens, Shirley Ferris-Jones, Rhonda Link, and Christy Timberlake have birthdays.
And we need some more of those, so call or text us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. Get them in now.
Struggling with tech headaches? Well, SysCorp Computer Services offers responsive, friendly support from everything from data backups to cybersecurity. Businesses trust SysCorp to keep their system running seamlessly. Sys-corp.net. That's sys-corp.net. Here is a look at traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory currently remains in effect, and we'll see lots of sunshine today, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 106 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, looking mostly clear, low around 72 degrees. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 105 degrees with northeast winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Good morning. Continues to build down via Don Vance westbound. It's gotten heavier now. Trying to get through Hendersonville, working your way out of Sumner County into Davidson there, passing Conference Drive. It's busier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago. Over here now on Donaldson Pike, right over the interstate, still building in from Wilson County with that volume on 40 West, especially traveling through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call the best. That would be STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Greenhouse Ministries in Murfreesboro continues to be a beacon of hope for those in need, now serving around 70 individuals daily at its South Academy Street location. Co-founder Cliff Sharp recently appeared on WGNS Radio, highlighting the urgent need for volunteers to help meet the rising demand. Executive Director Christy Sanford also noted the organization faces a critical technology issue. Their computer lab, essential for job training and educational outreach, will soon be outdated due to the upcoming rollout of Windows 11. Sanford hopes for community support to fund new computers. Greenhouse Ministries emphasizes empowerment, offering more than temporary relief. One powerful example is Sarah, a mother struggling with rising rent and reduced work hours. She arrived seeking food but found emotional support, job training opportunities, and a reminder that she wasn't alone. Her story underscores the ministry's mission to offer a hand up, not just a handout. To support these efforts, the community is invited to attend Live in the Borough on Tuesday, August 26th at MTSU's Student Union Ballroom. This family-friendly event includes dinner, entertainment, and a $1,000 prize for the talent show. Tickets and donations can be made online. Meanwhile, Rutherford County's efforts to expand access to literacy resources are gaining momentum. The Rutherford County Library System has received a decommissioned school bus from the Murfreesboro City School System, now being repurposed into the county's second bookmobile. With backing from the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation, the newly wrapped bus will soon serve schools, neighborhoods, and rural areas across the county. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew continues from News Radio WGNS, and it is time for us to play another rousing game of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Let's see how much money we can win today, fellas.
The $100 question. What does a rhinoceros have on its nose? A dashboard, a turn signal, lights, or a horn?
A horn?
And that is correct.
I'd hope so.
It scared you a little bit, though, didn't it?
It was like, this feels too easy.
Yeah.
The $200 question. Complete the name of the great Renaissance artist Leonardo da Brici, Pinci, Vinci, or Zinci.
That would be Vinci. C.
C.
Leonardo da Vinci is correct. We move along. Third question. Which of these is a style of bricklaying? English bond, Welsh union, Scottish fuse, or Irish joint?
I have no idea. I'm thinking joint, because that sounds right. But we also have all of our lifelines.
Let's use a lifeline.
You can use the 50-50, call a friend, or poll the audience.
I don't think 50-50 would help me.
No, let's call a friend or poll the audience.
We can also change question. That's another one.
Oh, let's change the question. How do you do that?
All right, that's off the board, so we eliminate that
question.
Wow,
that's nice.
Only one chance at that. What is the slang term for a police trap set up to catch criminals? Is it a sting, a croak, a buzz, or a bark?
I think that would be a sting.
Sting is right.
Sting is correct. Let's move along here.
I'm glad we swapped those so we save our good lifelines.
Which of these phrases represents the powers of the police? Is it the hard face of the law, the long arm of the law, the big feet of the law, or the short shrift of the law?
I've always heard long arm of
the law.
That's
what I've always heard.
B.
Then that is the correct answer. As we continue to climb the ladder, what does the letter A stand for in the activist group PETA? Is it Asia, animals, amnesty, or actors?
I think that would be animals.
Animals, yeah.
And animals is the correct answer. That takes us...
big money.
Through the first round of questions.
And we're going to get this money for real.
And you can't lose this $1,000 here as we climb the money tree, but the next question worth $2,000. Which of these is not an answer when a whole number is squared? 36, 64, 81, or 120?
It's not.
I'm out on the math questions.
Okay, wait. Okay, 36 is 6 times 6. 64 is 8 times 8. What's the other? What's the C?
81.
9 times 9 is 81. What's 120?
Do you think that's...
which of these is not an answer when the whole number is squared?
So if the rest are, then it's got to be 120, right?
If I know my squares right, isn't that right?
You do have your lifelines. Is this the correct answer? 120D, it is. Way to pull it out there,
John.
Good
job, John. I'm glad we're working together.
I had to talk myself through that one.
Because I'm out on math questions.
Going to continue to move on here. The $4,000 question. Who lost four consecutive Super Bowls between 1991 and 94?
A, Buffalo Bills. Go move on.
A, Buffalo Bills. Don't even get the other answers out there because it is a correct answer. Are you going to play on or keep the
money?
Yeah,
we got 1 minute.
Here's the question. What was the first name of the French painter Manet? Was it Claude, Jean, Edouard, or Paul?
I'm going to say it's either A or B. Let's do 50-50.
Using our 50-50 here, it's Claude or Edouard?
I think it's Claude.
I think it's Claude, too.
Is it Claude Manet? It is not.
Oh.
It is Edouard Monet.
How much did we win?
$1,000.
Well, yeah, you had to go back down to the last level that you cleared.
Well, pay up. No, the station doesn't pay as much.
Oh, wait, you want to pay? No, I was just playing a game.
I thought we weren't used. I guess I should have used another lifeline.
That's okay.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. But that's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on the Wake Up Crew.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free My MTE app. Track usage, pay bills, report outages anytime. I want to say good morning to the good neighbor today. That is Ken Berger, our good neighbor, for always being willing to help others. Ken Berger receives flowers. Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts handling that for us, as well as your good neighbor friends here at WGNS. Now, if you want to send in a good neighbor like Ken, we're going to recognize him throughout the morning. You can send in a good neighbor of the day. Just text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get in your good neighbors to us here at the Big G. We'll take care of it from there. We'll have them on as early as next week if you get them in here the first few days of the week.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
So this selection of jokes came to me from Polly Harding, Dalton's mother-in-law. She saw this video that the Detroit Lions had put out. So here's one of the jokes. Why was Cinderella kicked off the football team?
I don't know why.
She kept running away from the ball.
Replay.
That was definitely a thumbs up.
Couple of thumbs ups, yep. Yes. And timely, just in time for football.
I noticed she didn't have any hesitation at all about that thumbs up.
Nope. Yeah. And I will not. Throughout the rest of these jokes. I think what I'm really disappointed in is the fact that he keeps copping out of the dad joke of the day.
It's getting a little old.
It's gotten, yeah.
I mean, now.
It's not copping out. I mean, it's a worldwide phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are sending them in. And we give the crowd what they want, and those there's quality ones here.
You know, things like getting it from the toot sign.
The toot sign.
Yeah, some of those things, there's a little, I mean, come on, man.
But it was good.
Pick the game up. Let's go.
That is picking the game up. I mean, it was an A+, thumbs up, 10 out of 10 joke.
Well, we're not arguing the joke was good.
I mean, it still has to go through the process of being, you know, qualified to be on the air.
But you didn't have to say it was from the toot sign. That's what threw that one off.
Sure,
when you said it, because they're a sponsor and we can't talk bad about their sign and their joke, even if it is bad.
But
and it wasn't.
Not. Yeah.
But it could have been.
Oh, no. It wouldn't have been. Not at Toots.
I think he's just trying to. He
just
want,
like
I think
their tenders and wings and
he
stuff.
He wants to ride away. He wants to be done.
I think he's worried about the ratings of the dad joke here lately.
I mean, why would people be submitting if there was anything to worry about, John?
Well, I mean, I just think it's kind of easy for you.
People don't have any problem submitting things that are wrong. I've seen some of these Good Neighbor of the Day submissions.
Well, I just think that you two are just sad that nobody's talking to you about it. That's what I think.
Well, I don't do the dad joke.
There are other
Daryl
things
Rigsby
that you do.
Always sends me his dad jokes. Have you noticed that? I don't think he consulted you about it.
Oh, no, you have to be the go-between.
Yeah. So, that was a false statement he just made.
No, but that's for the dad joke.
Let me tell you what we learned today.
Let's move on.
I've learned.
He's looking at me like he could kill me right now.
You complained a lot today.
I did. I complained a lot. I'll probably complain a little bit tomorrow, too.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah, go back and listen to this podcast.
Unless I can go to Demas's and get a hamburger steak tonight.
Soon you'll be able to go to Demas's on the MTSU campus.
No.
They're opening a new location.
Wait until Taco Tuesday, John.
That's a tease for tomorrow.
They're opening a Demas's on the MTSU campus?
Yes.
Wow.
As my soon-to-be brother-in-law said, it's going to be First State Central for those college kids.
Kind of a good idea,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like on the campus?
On campus.
Yeah. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
Oh, really? On Taco Tuesday?
Yeah. But we're going to head out with our song of the day. It's from Johnny Cash, a duet with Paul McCartney. Blue Moon over Jamaica. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
And I'm living with an old memory. So won't you come back to Jamaica.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory currently remains in effect, and we'll see lots of sunshine today, high near 98 degrees. Afternoon heat index values as high as 106 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, looking mostly clear, low around 72 degrees. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 98 degrees.